You know, every once in a while an airplane rolls out of the paint shop and the whole ramp stops to look. I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar Emirates just pulled the curtain back on a special livery for one of their Airbus A380 Super Jumbos, and it is something to see. We're talking about a massive United Arab Emirates flag painted across the fuselage of the largest commercial passenger aircraft flying today. Red, green, white, and black stretching from nose to tail. It's not subtle. It's not meant to be. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about what Emirates actually did here and why it matters beyond just looking sharp on the taxiway. The livery is being described as a gesture of unity and national strength. Emirates, which is wholly owned by the government of Dubai through the Investment Corporation of Dubai, has long served as a kind of flying ambassador for the UAE. Their standard livery already features the UAE flag on the vertical stabilizer. But this is a different scale entirely. This is the flag as the airplane. You see it from a mile away. Here's what you need to know about the context. The UAE has been on an aggressive campaign to position itself as a global aviation hub, and it's working. Dubai International remains one of the busiest airports on the planet for international passenger traffic. Abu Dhabi is building out its own capacity. And the A380, which many carriers have retired or are phasing out, remains the crown jewel of the Emirates fleet. They operate over 100 of them. They are the largest A380 operator in the world by a wide margin, and they've committed to flying the type well into the 2030s. So, while Lufthansa and Air France and others have sent their double-deckers to the desert for storage or scrap, Emirates is doubling down. They're refurbishing cabins, upgrading interiors, and now painting national symbols across the fuselage. That tells you something about their strategy. They believe in the hub model, they believe in the big airplane, and they're putting their flag on it. Literally. Now, why should a general aviation pilot sitting in a Cessna 172 care about what Emirates paints on their wide bodies? A few reasons. First, airline livery decisions are business signals. When a carrier invests in a special paint scheme, especially one tied to national identity, it usually means they're feeling confident about demand. Emirates is telling the market they see strength ahead. For those of you who watch fuel prices and economic indicators as part of your flying budget, the confidence of major carriers is one data point worth tracking. When the big guys are spending, it usually means the broader aviation economy is moving. Second, if you're a pilot who ever flies internationally or dreams of it, understanding how foreign carriers operate and what drives their decisions makes you more fluent in the global aviation picture. Emirates doesn't just connect Dubai to the world, they connect the world to itself through Dubai. A passenger flying from Sao Paulo to Bangkok might route through Dubai on one of these A380 aircraft. That hub-and-spoke model on a global scale has implications for traffic patterns, airspace congestion, and how international air traffic control manages flow across the Middle East. Third, and this is the pure aviation nerd angle, the A380 is an engineering marvel that we may never see replicated. Airbus stopped production. The last one rolled off the line in 2021. Every A380 flying today is, in a sense, a member of a finite club. Emirates keeping them front and center, painting them in bold national colors, is a way of saying this airplane still has a chapter to write. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. Special liveries in aviation are never just about paint. They're about identity, strategy, and signaling. When Singapore Airlines puts on a special scheme, when Southwest does a state flag, when Emirates wraps a national banner around the biggest airplane in commercial service, they're making a statement about where they see themselves in the market. And let's be honest, from a purely aesthetic standpoint, a flag livery on an A380 is going to turn heads at every gate it parks at, every runway it rolls onto. The airplane is already enormous. Adding bold national colors to that canvas makes it a moving billboard visible from the terminal, from the ramp, from the approach path. For the spotters and the photographers out there, this is going to be a prize catch. If you're anywhere near Dubai International or any of the major destinations Emirates serves, London Heathrow, New York, JFK, Los Angeles, Sydney, keep your eyes open. This one is going to stand out on even the busiest ramp. It's also worth noting that this kind of national branding aligns with a broader trend we've been watching. State-backed carriers in the Gulf region, Emirates, Etihad, Qatar Airways, have increasingly used their fleets as instruments of soft power and national prestige. The airplanes aren't just transportation. They're diplomacy with wings. And for a country like the UAE, which has invested heavily in positioning itself as a modern, globally connected nation, an A380 draped in the national flag is about as loud as that message gets without actually saying a word. Now, one more angle for the commercially minded among you. Emirates has been on a fleet renewal path as well. They have Boeing 777s on order, the new 777X variant, and they've looked at the A350, but the A380 remains their signature. This livery move reinforces that. It says the Super Jumbo is not being quietly sunset, it's being celebrated. Expect to see these airplanes prominent in Emirates marketing at air shows and parked in prime position at their Dubai hub for years to come. This affects you if you're a student of the industry, if you follow fleet strategy, or if you just love seeing what a fresh coat of paint can do to an airplane that already commands attention every time it pushes back. That story comes to us from AeroTime. You can find more and keep up with the latest at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Enjoy the view out there.